two small liberal arts colleges in Vermont will close at the end of this semester. So once students leave Green Mountain College and Southern Vermont College for the last time this spring, how will those schools go about actually shutting down their campuses? Here to talk about that process from experience is Eves Bradley. He was the chair of the Board of Trustees for Burlington College when it closed in 2016. Eves, thanks for speaking with me.
It's a pleasure, Henry. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, so what should the leadership of Green Mountain College and Southern Vermont College be thinking about and doing right now as they prepare to close?
I think they should be preparing, first of all, for the future of the students. The number one concern is to make sure that the students' records, their transcripts, are in a safe place and in a place that's readily accessible, not only for present students, but for past students, for the purposes of employment, graduate school, graduate studies, anything like that. The second piece is I personally, and at Burlington College, we felt like we had somewhat of an obligation to try to help the students mitigate the circumstance of losing the school that they wanted to go to. And what that means is being very proactive in trying to help them find the next place, a place where they'll be comfortable, a place that will be as similar as possible to where they're leaving, and one where they'll feel at least that they're able to continue their studies with as little interruption as possible, realizing that a college closing is a massive interruption in one's studies.
Mm-hmm. In terms of preserving those student records, transcripts, their financial documents, the State Department of Education took control of those for Burlington College. But was that necessarily your first choice of where you wanted those records to go?
We found, unfortunately, that the way that the transcripts were done at Burlington College created a document that, rather than being 2 or 3 pages long, was about 40 pages long on average, which resulted in, frankly, a lot of difficulty for anybody looking to take the records, because it would literally mean having to hire a full-time staff person just to administer those records. That's why the state got involved and took them instead.
And then what about, you know, the buildings themselves? Who's the one that shuts off the lights and turns off the sewer lines and all of that?
Well, that's a very good question. In our case, our lender essentially foreclosed on us, which meant that they took control of the buildings. But trying to understand what will happen to the real estate and what the future of it is another one of the responsibilities. It's always better to do it while the college is still in business, because the longer that a college is closed or any building is closed and underutilized, it decays, you know, like a car that you leave sitting or a house that you leave alone, it will begin to deteriorate.
Well, Burlington College was also in a unique situation in that its campus was on a fairly desirable piece of property overlooking Lake Champlain. A developer stepped in and is building housing there. But these other schools, Southern Vermont and Green Mountain, are in areas not in the center of Burlington that may not see as much desire from developers. What would you be doing if you were in their shoes now?
I would be exploring all avenues and, frankly, you know, reaching out to people who know what they're doing to try to understand what's going to happen with that real estate. I mean, it can be as simple as simply walking away and leaving it with your lender. But having a plan in place or being proactive is, again, one of the responsibilities that you have to try to assure an orderly shutdown and an orderly transfer of the closing of a school and what happens in the future with everything that remains of it.
You're also a commercial real estate broker.
I am.
So is there, I mean, do you see market demand for a rural college, former college campus in Bennington or Pulteney?
Well, yes, I do. Both of those campuses, the Bennington campus is in Southern Vermont is actually relatively active. And so I do see that there will be some demand for something there. I'm not quite sure exactly what it's going to be. It could be housing. When it comes to Green Mountain College, their campus is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it is just such a gem. And the fact that it's in Pulteney is both an asset as well as maybe not such an asset. Hopefully, some other institution may see the value in acquiring that entire campus and doing something different.
Well, knowing what you know now a few years down the road, is there anything you would do differently in the process of closing Burlington College as the Board of Trustees?
What we had a tendency to do as the Board of Trustees was believe that we were going to save the school. That comes at the price of maybe not necessarily believing that you're going to fail, which means that you don't really have a plan in place. And that's the advice that I can give to not only these colleges, but anyone who's facing uncertain financial future is have a plan in place of exactly who's going to do what and how you will close in an orderly manner. Because what you don't want is to be forced to close by virtue of the fact that you've quite literally spent the last dollar and you're not done yet.
Eves Bradley is a vice president at Palmerlough Real Estate and the former board chair of Burlington College. Thanks for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure, Henry. Thanks for the opportunity.